News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ireland's infrastructure is catching up, but housing and planning are a big challenge. It's according to a really fascinating publication today from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. We're joined by their senior economist, Niall Conroy. Niall, it's an absolutely brilliant report with loads in it. I want to get to housing in a minute, but just first off, just bring us up to speed. We have made some progress since the mid-1990s in terms of infrastructure.
Yeah, so Ireland was well below average in the mid-90s, about 50% lower in terms of the infrastructure that we had. And that's somewhat to be expected because, you know, we're comparing Ireland to other high-income European countries, but Ireland hasn't always been a high-income country. So we inevitably had some catch-up to do from, say, the mid-90s. So we have caught up in the last 30 years or so, and now we find that infrastructure in Ireland is about 25% lower than you would see in other high-income European countries.
Compared to 50% back in the mid-1990s,
exactly,
or close
yeah.
to 50%. So the shortfalls, housing, healthcare, transport and electricity.
Yeah, so you can see these deficits in those sorts of areas. And if you think about how you try and address some of those issues, one of the big issues that we think is delaying and slowing down delivery of these infrastructure needs that we have is our slow and unpredictable planning system. So if you're going to build housing or you're going to build a hospital or any large project like that, you need to go through the planning system. At the moment, that takes an awful long time. It's unpredictable whether you'll get a positive decision in the end, and that adds to cost and it delays the delivery of those sorts of projects.
Okay. The headline figure jumping out and the broadsheets this morning have gone with this extra 80,000 workers needed for housing. So far from Ireland being full, we need more workers coming here to build stuff.
Yeah, so the issue with building housing or anything like that is that, you know, you can't import it, you have to do it domestically. So one way you can do that is just have extra workers. But the other way that you can do that is you can get more from the workers that we currently have. So the output that we get from the construction sector, given the amount of people working in it, is actually quite low in Ireland. So it's about 30% lower than it would be in other European countries.
Why is that?
So we think this is partially a kind of a hangover from the financial crisis. So in the financial crisis, lots of construction firms went bust, lots of the workers emigrated. And naturally, after the crisis, lots of construction firms were reluctant to invest in new technology or modern methods of construction because they'd just seen how the sector could collapse very quickly. So what we can see is that there doesn't seem to be as much of these new modern technologies in construction being used in Ireland as would be the case in other countries.
So in layman's language, what are we talking about? Are we talking about modular homes? Are we talking about these prefabricated homes that you see
exactly.
about on you see on the housing shows on Channel 4 and so on?
Yeah, so modular housing is a really good example. So this would be where you would construct much of the house in a factory off-site and then you would finish it at the final destination. And that can be much cheaper and it requires a lot less workers. So if we were to make that a much more of a mainstay of the way that we deliver housing in Ireland, it would mean you'd need a lot less workers than we estimate at the moment.
Like, this isn't rocket science. Why are we so slow? And acknowledging there have been improvements since the mid-1990s, but say particularly in housing and our inefficiency, why have we been so slow about addressing that, do you think?
It's tricky to say why it's taken so long. We do, you know, there are steps being taken now. We do have this new planning and development bill that aims to, you know, reduce the likelihood of judicial reviews and speed up decisions there, which could be helpful. It remains to be seen what impact it has in the end. But I think that's a big constraint that we're facing at the moment, that and the lack of available construction workers.
The other areas mentioned, healthcare, transport, electricity, are the things we need to be doing there?
Yeah, so in healthcare, we're a long way behind where other European countries are. But the positive news is we are investing quite heavily in that sector at the moment. So compared to other European countries, we're investing at a much higher rate. The HSE and the Department of Health have plenty of plans for new hospitals and adding additional capacity, which could help to address those issues.
Yeah.
And something we're clearly going to need, right, because we have an ageing population, an increasing population.
Absolutely.
There's going to be more demand for healthcare over the next 10 years or
One
so.
One thing we don't have, and I think this goes to infrastructure as well, we don't have computerised patient records. So if I go back into a hospital, having been in the matter two weeks earlier with an issue, they have to kind of re-input everything, basically, particularly if it's a different hospital.
Yeah, that's something that we can identify. So it would generally be called like data management systems in health. And Ireland seems to fare particularly poorly on that. There does seem to be a recognition of that now in the Department of Health and the HSE, and they are trying to address that over the next couple of years. But it is a big project to kind of digitise a lot of the records and make it so that, you know, when you go to one hospital, they know that you've been at another hospital the previous week or what have you.
And in terms of transport, is it just about doing projects quicker, more efficiently?
Yeah, for transport, our kind of sense of it is that, you know, roads are probably pretty okay and good relative to other European countries. It's probably more in the public transport area that we think that there's probably shortfalls. So, you know, if you think of anything around like 15-minute cities or having quicker commutes, we think there's probably more that could be done there over the next while.
Do you have a figure for the amount of new homes we will need given our growing population?
Yeah, so you need about 44,000 homes built per year just to kind of stand still, just to kind of keep the current level of availability or unavailability as it is currently, just to account for increasing population, new households forming, and some houses going into disrepair. But in addition to that, you also need to address the issue of pent-up demand. So we know that we have too low a stock of housing at the moment. So if you wanted to address that over 10 years, we estimate that you'd probably need to be building about 70,000 homes per year.
Wow.
Now, last year, we built about 33,000. So you need to be almost doubling the output of housing to address these issues over, say, 10 years.
And obviously
years.
That needs more workers exactly. And it also needs better productivity.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So final question. Look, you're not the government. I know that it's your job to advise and to be the watchdog, the fiscal watchdog as well. But like if there would, are there certain things we must do or we should do in the next 12 months, in the next 2 years to bring about an improvement?
Well, I suppose we're already investing a lot of money. Like public investment is quite high. It's higher than other European countries.
So that's interesting because I found a lot of the debate on the what should we do with the Apple money, I found it quite shallow. Because I kept having this argument with people, the lack of money is not our problem.
Yeah, so I think it's a case, Shane, of can we get more for the amount of money that we're putting in, be it by public spending? Also, can we get more from the amount of workers that are currently working on these projects? So if we can become more efficient both with public spending and with the use of the kind of scarce workers that we have, that's probably the best avenue to try and address these infrastructure deficits.
Okay, well listen, it's an absolutely brilliant report. Thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Niall Conroy, Senior Economist with the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of it all. I find it absolutely fascinating.
I do too.
Money's not the issue. We're just not doing things as well as we could be doing. And that's like, that's ridiculous. And that's shameful at this stage, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe these are the problems of the golden goose, though, that we're at, you know, full employment, that we're...
They're not necessarily easy to solve.
No, they're not. But it's like tweaking the last 5%. Maybe that's what it is. I'm trying to look on the bright side.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.